When President Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law last year, he celebrated it as a massive cash investment aimed at tackling the climate crisis. The package is projected to cut 40% of greenhouse gas pollution by 2030, but now, in his reelection campaign, the president is talking about it mostly as a big economic win.
When I think of climate, I think of jobs. When I think of climate, I think of innovation. When I think of jobs, climate, I think of turning peril into progress.
But there are risks for Biden in making this more about the economy than the planet. Here's NPR's Eric McDaniel.
Across the street from Carver Vocational Technical High School in Baltimore, students are remodeling a row house, part of a program that teaches sustainable building techniques.
Would anyone like to take a roll?
I'm always down.
Democratic Governor Wes Moore takes over from one of the students rolling primer onto the house's brick interior. This visit is part of a full court press by allies of the White House to bring attention to President Biden's economic achievements. And his top climate aide, Ali Zaidi, was there watching the action.
Folks are getting enlisted to help retrofit our buildings, and they now have wind in their sails thanks to the president's climate agenda.
It's a project that shows an example of what the Inflation Reduction Act is designed to do: support investments and advance regulations to slash U.S. greenhouse gas pollution by the end of the decade. But the focus from the White House is largely on economic transformation. That means that voters who care most about climate issues may not get why this law matters. Approval of Biden's handling of climate change and the environment has actually declined since the Inflation Reduction Act was signed. That's according to Data for Progress, which does work for Democratic candidates and causes. And the drop was particularly steep among young voters. Voters like Corey Gates. He's a 21-year-old student in Colorado Springs who says he's concerned about some of the choices President Biden has made in office.
Allowing drilling in the Arctic again. And so it kind of like undermines my faith a little bit.
Gates knows about some of the president's emphasis on green jobs, but he's upset that Biden has approved a huge drilling project known as Willow inside of the Arctic Circle in Alaska, which was a violation of one of Biden's campaign pledges. Ed Maybach, he focuses on climate change communication at George Mason University outside of D.C. He said that Biden's broken promises have disappointed some people and that most Democrats still haven't heard much about the president's climate law at all. Zaidi, the White House climate advisor, said he expects Biden's climate wins will become clearer to young people with time.
I think that young people, thanks to the administration's work, thanks to the president's leadership, are going to be able to get onto a school bus that doesn't pollute. They're going to see the Postal Service fleet that touches every home in every street, every part of the country, go fully electric. The president could not feel more urgently the need to move forward, and he has done just that.
I asked Gates, the student concerned about drilling, if he'd consider not voting for the president next year, maybe supporting the eventual Republican nominee instead.
No, I don't think that would be a possibility.
He doesn't think his friends would either, and he says they're not going to sit things out.
I would say most of my friends know that it's really important to vote, even if the person who you're voting for is like not perfect, even if not everything is as you would want it.
And that's something the president and his team are counting on. Here's how President Biden often explains it.
Don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative.
And on climate, for Gates and his friends, they're doing just that. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, Washington.